Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ. It is Kat with the Community Forum. We have two guests today from the Pontiac Junior High. We have Principal Brian Hensley, and we have STEAM Lab teacher Christine Chiotto. And that's what we're talking about, is we're talking about STEAM, and we're talking about the Makers Fair open house that's going on next week. What can you guys tell our listeners about that?
Our Makers Fair is an open house for any community members, families of the high school, District 90, District 429, anyone who would like to come in and see what's going on in our junior high school program. I run an after-school club, which is just called Makers Club, and we are just going to be showcasing all the great activities and things that we're doing in that after-school program. My students are the ones who are running it. I am just going to be there socializing and greeting you as you come in the door. There'll be robotics. I have Lego robotics going on. I have plain Legos for building that students are working on. I have some girls who have been very interested in crafting this year. They're even into sewing, so we're doing needle and thread, and they're designing pillows. I have others who have been designing jewelry. We also have other different types of robotics and coding activities that'll be going on that you can try out. I was also lucky enough to get Z-Space to come in. Z-Space is a company who is working with mainly AR and VR type programs, so you can come in and check out their computer systems and see what those are looking like. So that kind of like that virtual reality world. And we'll have some make and take stations. Everyone's really into slime right now. So come on in and make your own slime to take home with you that evening. Something new and exciting that we're also doing is at 6:30 that evening, we are having a muscle cart race. So I was working with Illinois State University, Brad Christensen up there, and he and his team have designed these muscle carts. So they do the chassis, and the students now have been building the bodies for them. And we will have races. So all the students who have been working on those awesome carts will go ahead and race. They have to actually provide the muscle power, the engine power. So they'll be taking laps, and we'll see which cart comes in first. And we'll also have a design challenge contest to see who wins best design for that.
So this is going to be a great way to get parents and students, especially, and the community interested in what this is all about, which is the thing, STEAM. Brian, what does that stand for? What is that exactly?
Well, it stands for science, technology, engineering, mathematics. I'm sorry, art and mathematics, STEAM, STEAM. And the Makers Fair, I think, is a great opportunity for not just the parents of the kids who've been putting all their time in, especially after school, to come and see some of the things they're doing, but, the community members. I think it would be a great opportunity to see what is going on in today's school. You think about school in the traditional fashion, probably the way I went to school and you went to school and Miss Chiotto went to school. This Makers Fair, the Makers Club, the STEAM program, and really, our classrooms across the board have changed the way we approach education. And this Makers Fair is a great opportunity for community members to come out and see some of the different things that kids are doing now and how they're able to really explore with themselves. Miss Chiotto does a great job of providing them with the opportunities, and then allows them to just kind of take off and see what they like and create. And that's what it's about. And the kids, they really enjoy it. And like I said, it's a great opportunity for anybody in the community who wants to come out and see what learning looks like in today's classrooms.
And it sounds like this is a type of an extension of the curriculum that anybody can do. You know, you have some students that are hands-on, some students that are better at you have your technical, and this encompasses everybody.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You don't have to have one specific talent. The STEAM program, the Makers Club, the Builders Club offers many different opportunities for kids who have strengths in several different areas. So it's a very welcoming environment, and it's okay to make mistakes and just keep exploring.
So where's the funding coming from to support you guys with these extensions of curriculum?
So beginning of last year, when I had the idea to start this Makers Club, I approached Mr. Hensley, and I talked with our superintendent, Mr. Dukes, and they're all very excited about this idea and knew that it did need some funding. So we did start very low tech. I started with just donations of supplies so that we can make trebuchets and catapults and have a pumpkin chucking contest. Meanwhile, we were reached out to the Livingston County Economic Development Council and worked with Adam over there, and we requested a grant to start this program.
Fantastic.
Last year. And then we've also, meanwhile, any grant that kind of comes across through our email that we come across, you know, we definitely try to get something new and something different to add to our program.
So what things are you looking forward to in the future as this program builds?
I'm looking to add just more of the robotics pieces. There's so many different types of robots that move and roll. I'm even taking a class now on programming so the students could possibly get into building their own robot out of 3D printed pieces that they would design and then go ahead and actually make that move with the program that they are writing. So that's something I see in the future. Also looking into that that virtual reality type world, seeking that out as well and bringing that into our students so they can experience that.
And the best, one of the best things about STEAM is there are so many different possibilities that Ms. Kyoto will never have to get locked in to her program with the students. You know, she's very eager and energetic about the program herself and is always searching for ways to bring new ideas in. And there's so many new ideas that the program can go, you know, several different ways. And Ms. Kyoto mentioned it, but we are have to say thank you very much to Adam Donce at the EDC, as well as Diane Wolf at the ROE, who have both been very supportive, not just financially, but eager to help us with whatever we need as far as making business contacts or trying to get community members involved. So a special thank you to them for their support and the vision that Ms. Kyoto brought to the STEAM program and that we continue throughout this year and moving into next.
So if other businesses in the community are interested in helping out for your cause, what do they need to do?
Well, they can contact us here at Pontiac, or not here, but they can contact us at Pontiac Junior High School, and or they can email Mrs. Kyoto, which is on our website. And if they would, she's great at searching for business individuals or community members to come into the classroom. If they just want to come in and look at the lab just to see what we're doing, or if they want to bring their expertise in any of those areas to share with our kids, we're very open to that. One of our school improvement goals is to collaborate better with the community. And we're always searching for ways to get members in to see what we're doing and build those collaborative bridges that we need.
Let's remind the listeners about the Makers Fair.
Makers Fair is next Thursday evening, October 19th at Pontiac Junior High School from 5 to 7 o'clock. And at 6:30, we will have the muscle cart races out in the back, if weather permitting. Otherwise, it'll be in the gym.
All right. Thank you both for coming in and telling us all about the STEAM program.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you.
You
very much.
We've been talking to Principal of Pontiac Junior High, Brian Hensley, and the STEAM Lab teacher, Christine Kyoto, at the junior high as well. For the Community Forum, and for Cynthia Gras, I'm Kat.